Good morning, Nielsen, FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NFA meeting in Nashville, and I'm with Dave Snedeker, Executive Vice President with Bob's Carpet and Flooring in Florida. Dave, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Kemp?
Good. A little background on you. I started interviewing you when you were with Nebraska Furniture Mart, and about a year ago, you moved down to Florida and took over the general manager's role. How are things going in Florida with Bob's?
That's fantastic. It's a great change for me.
It's 15 stores. You've been here about a year. Talk about some of the things you've done to create some growth.
Well, we're working on really how the store looks. It's kind of a three-pronged approach. You know, looking at the product that we're selling, we're looking at the merchandising of the stores, and then on the sales team that we're employing. So we're kind of working on those three areas right now.
Where were the biggest gaps? I mean, was it in RSA training or in merchandising, picking the right products, or what was it?
It was just a general housekeeping, doing some RSA training, but it was mostly what I would say is a housekeeping event, going into each store and freshening it up and making it look new and better.
So what are some of the product changes you've made?
Well, we've increased the amount of LVT that we're showing because that's such a hot category. We've added Karastan to three locations now, and we're currently looking at the fourth location, which should be, I would say, done in the next month or two.
Now, Karastan, that requires some commitment on your part as far as the amount of space you devote to it, right?
Yeah, that's right. We've got areas set aside for Karastan. We've got two big locations and then one smaller mini-size location. But it's worked out really well for us. It's done great so far, and we're really just getting into it.
So talk about the area of Florida with 15 locations.
We're actually fairly compact. It's the Tampa marketplace. We go all the way down to Venice, which is about 2 hours south, and we go about 2 hours north to Ocala, and then about an hour out to Lakeland to the east. That kind of encompasses the whole area. It's that Tampa, Clearwater area is Sarasota, Bradenton.
You know, when you were at Nebraska Furniture Mart, area rugs was a part of that. I'm sure the mix is a lot different. What's different about what consumers buy in Florida than versus what you were carrying at Nebraska Furniture Mart?
It's really probably more about the color change. It's a lighter color. It's more sand-oriented color. It's not really any different products necessarily, but the color mix has changed.
You'd think it'd be more ceramic tile, though, since it's in one of the smile states.
Well, there's so many people that sell ceramic tile that we kind of focus on not selling ceramic tile as much and show some of the other products. We'd still love to sell ceramic tile to anybody that wants to buy it, but we really focus primarily on probably LVT and carpet, being our biggest.
As I mentioned, we're in Nashville at the NFA meeting. You sat in a meeting and listened to those that did the two-minute drill and kind of got a flavor for how the membership's doing. What's your summary of how the NFA members are doing so far this year?
Well, it was pretty much of a mixed bag from everybody that was talking. Most people were either up or down a few points. And that's pretty consistent, I think, with everybody that I've talked to since I've been here that really didn't do the two-minute drill, too. It's a year where people are really probably trying to focus more on gross profit than on sales because the sales don't seem to be piling up this year like they do sometimes. So they really got to focus on trying to make a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting? It seems like the fundamental economic indicators are all there for a good year, and yet the consumer's just not buying flooring, right?
That's exactly right. They're spending their disposable income somewhere else. Don't really know why or where they're doing it necessarily, but flooring doesn't seem to be a priority this year.
As you sit in these meetings here for a couple days, are there some things that you're learning, some things that are changing that you're planning to put into play at your operation?
I think the biggest thing you can do right now is you probably got all the racks that you need. What you really got to work on now is refinement, and you have to work on the networking aspect of it where you're actually working really well with whoever the vendor partner is and putting programs together like that.
So we've done half a day now of the speed dating, and you've gone around now and listened to about half of the vendor partners and what they're offering. Is anything catching your eye? I mean, obviously, if it's a flat year, there's probably not a lot of people placing any orders, right?
No, I think it's really all about the deals that are out there. And then these are our core vendors. These are the people that have come to the party and really try to work the hardest with us. And so it's really about refining what you already have and maybe adding on a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but trying to make the best offering that you can where you've got the best potential for growth.
As the leadership group at the NFA huddles, what are some of the areas they're focused on for the next year or so?
It's really about probably the biggest push would be education. figuring out a better source of educating the RSAs in the stores, making it easier for the members to train their RSAs in a faster, more advanced way than we're currently doing. You know, a lot of times you leave it to the RSAs that are coming in the store to do it, and sometimes you're getting good responses, sometimes you really aren't. So we have to figure out a better training method, not just for the RSAs, but for the installation community as well. That's the two parts of the system that will really break you down faster than anything else.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks for a read on what's going on here in Nashville with the NFA, and good to catch up with you about the changes you're making at Bob's Carpet and Flooring in Florida. Again, I've been talking to Dave Snitaker, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.